Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us on AfterBuzz TV tonight for Survivor. We have a whole lot to talk about, so we hope you'll stick around. Thanks so much.
You're tuning into the destination for TV super fan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, everybody. This is Survivor on AfterBuzz TV. Really emotional episode. So we have a lot to talk about. We're super excited that you guys are here. Make sure to join us in the live chat. Let us know your thoughts. I'm your host, Paige Bonanno. You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Paige Bonanno. And I'm joined by my wonderful co-host tonight.
Hey, everybody. I'm Timothy Michael. You can reach me on all social media platforms at I am Timothy Mike. So excited to be back again for my second week. And to my left...
Hey guys, Dominique Price here. You guys can find me on all social media platforms at DominiquePESQ.
All right, so we're going to dive into this episode. For those of you who watched it, it was very devastating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm going to get emotional, so forgive...
We're all going to get emotional,
so forgive me.
I shall not.
Dominique can stay. But forgive me for being emotional tonight. It was just a very crazy episode.
You never apologize for your emotions, so take your time. I think tonight was, unfortunately, a clear showing of how ruthless sometimes the world that we live in can be, and how the desire for... just wealth and competition can overtake us sometimes, that we don't remember that regardless of what's at stake, we're human and we have to treat people the way that others would like to be treated. And I think tonight was just one of those clear indications that we live in very interesting times. And while we have grown so much as a country, and as a world, there's still so much more that we need to overcome if that's how we decide to treat people, regardless of what is at stake. And I think I'm so pleased to have, or to be on a panel with individuals who get it.
Mm-hmm.
I think tonight would be really, really hard if one of us watch that without compassion, without a level of just remorse of what we were witnessing. And so, Paige, don't apologize.
I couldn't put it better. And I totally agree with you.
I just think that because Survivor has created this bubble for us, and I didn't think that it would ever be touched.
That the bubble would ever be broken. I mean, going into tonight's episode, obviously, even right up into the end, we had no idea that something like this would happen, or would it ever happen on Survivor. For those of you guys that don't know, or could potentially be tuning in to figure out what all the buzz is about, tonight on Survivor during Tribal Council, Zeke, one of the players, and another player named Varner, Varner was trying to save himself because he knew that he was going home tonight. So in a desperate last-ditch attempt to save himself, he was trying to point out that the rest of the players were deceitful, and he turned to Zeke and said, "Zeke, why haven't you told anybody that you're transgender yet?" This was something that Zeke did not choose to share with anyone, that he was transgender. The producers on Survivor knew, but he just decided, this isn't something that I want to share. This is something that I want to be known for my game. Not like he's not proud of it or anything. He just wanted to be known as a player and not as the first transgender player on Survivor. So it was just very devastating to see another player out somebody else when it's their choice to do this, to tell people if they want to. And the gravity of the situation also, the fact that Varner didn't just say this to six tribal members on a show. He said this to millions and millions of viewers. And it was just very devastating for Zeke, because it should be his decision if he wants to tell this or not. So that's kind of what the whole thing was that happened tonight. I think from a standpoint of both Zeke and Varner, I think they're both devastated. And it's just really sad.
I'm going to disagree with you on that, Paige. Mm-hmm. I do feel, yes, it was a travesty what Varner did to Zeke, but I felt like Zeke handled himself very well.
Absolutely.
I feel like that he is, and just a testament to his strength and his growth, that he is so secure in who he is as himself, can be like, you know what, you made a mistake and it's okay.
Yeah.
I think that Varner is the one that...
He's devastated.
Yes, because I feel like he, and he said it on the show, he has, you know, stood up for transgendered rights, so... he was wrapped up in a game, and I'm by no means giving him an excuse.
No.
It was wrong, of course. But he was wrapped up in this game, and he made a decision, and it was the wrong decision, and it was a bad decision, and it's going to probably affect him for the rest of his life.
For the rest of his life. Yeah, it's, I mean, like you said about Zeke, the thing that's so great about Zeke, as we've seen, is he is very... I mean, we saw him even earlier today being honest with Varner, letting him know what was going on. You know, you have to play both sides a little bit, but Zeke is a very good-natured, charismatic person that's very likable. And even after this thing that happened that could be so devastating for everyone, he, as you said, handled himself in such a manner that was very admirable. He kind of just stayed quiet for a while and then went to him and said, you know what, man, it's okay. Everything's going to be fine. We're going to be okay. And I feel like he could have totally handled himself completely differently in that situation. Yeah. And it just shows the type of person that he is and what kind of character he holds himself to.
And this whole episode just brought me back to, you know, when I first felt emotionally connected to Zeke, mm-hmm. because I myself am a gay man. So mm-hmm. it's when he was in, you know, Millennials versus Gen X, he had this moment with fans in the YouTube chat. Please remind me of his name because mm-hmm. I'm blanking right now. There's a lot going on tonight. But they had this this moment where Zeke came out to him and he came out to Zeke. And there was this moment of bond between them as gay mm-hmm. men. And I didn't know that. Well, obviously, nobody knew that Zeke was transgendered. But that's just a whole nother layer to the LGBTQ community mm-hmm. that nobody really addresses. Like, yes, you are gay. Yes, you are transgendered. And it's all of these levels mm-hmm. that you as a person go through, and that takes a certain amount of strength for somebody to mm-hmm. live in their truth, and for Zeke to stand up there tonight and live in his truth mm-hmm. and be okay with that says a lot about him.
I totally agree with that. I just feel so bad, though, that he wasn't able to make the decision to tell people because it was his choice.
You know what, Paige? Sometimes life doesn't go the way that you want it to, but it's how you handle that.
Exactly.
And no. Zeke handled it flawlessly.
That's a great point. And yeah, I really appreciate that. Dom, you were going to make a point about, what were we talking about earlier? Something with, I don't remember. There was a good point you made and I was trying to think of what it was, but.
I'm sorry, the live chat got me completely. Yeah.
Also, going with the whole thing with Varner also, obviously, as you said, you think he's really the devastated one. There was an article in People, and Zeke was saying, I think the hardest part is that if he was just some ignorant bigot, you could just write him off, but he's not. He says of Varner, he says he knows better. I think because he's gay, people give his words a little more weight. And I don't know if he believes what he said, but he mm-hmm. definitely hoped others would. Mm-hmm. So it's just, I mean, it is really, I'm not saying that Varner had, I think what he did was absolutely wrong, obviously, as you can tell.
I think not only was it wrong, but I think I'd have to agree with Sarah mm-hmm. when she said that there was a lot of malice intent behind what mm-hmm. he said. For someone to say that I told you all this because I wanted to show you that he's a deceptive person, mm-hmm. I think it goes straight to your intent to show that you had ill mm-hmm. intent in telling them that. Mm-hmm. So to say that you're trying, like, his whole argument was just, I think there was a moment in his face where after he tried to plead his case for a second, and I think it really hit him like, what did I just do? Mm-hmm. And I think he also had a moment where he was like, is this worth it? Like, he even said, like, it's time for me to go home.
I just wonder what was, because obviously, as you said, we saw there was a moment, and after that it shifted and he was like, what just happened? Why did I do something like this? I just wonder what was going through his head going into tribal, because this was obviously something that he thought about and he didn't think was a bad idea at the time. And I'm just wondering what went through his head.
I mean, that's why we call it an innocent mistake.
Yeah.
He obviously, hindsight is always 20/20, you guys. And it's, you know, he made a bad decision. I mean, there's really nothing else you can say mm-hmm. about it. I mean, yes, you thought that it was right, but it was wrong. And he immediately recognized that. He apologized to Zeke on air right after it happened. What else can you say?
And I just feel, I mean, I do feel, I understand how Varner must feel, only because, like I was saying before, I'm the type of person that, like, I dwell on everything. Like, if I make one wrong mistake, like, I'll think about that for weeks. For weeks and weeks. And that's something stupid, like saying something wrong to a coworker or not saying the right thing. You know, just little stuff that doesn't even matter and has nothing to do with anything. And I'll think about it for weeks. And, like, I just can't imagine how Varner must feel. This is something that's going to affect him for the rest of his life. And I just feel for him in the fact that he knows that he made a wrong decision and, like, his life was changed in a split second and he can't do anything to rectify it. And I just, I mean, I'm devastated for him. That's all I can say. For both.
I just need to point this out really quick, though, because I feel like the bigger picture of this whole thing was what Sarah had said.
Yes.
And the fact that this is a historically making moment where these people didn't even vote. And if we look at that, just the imagery behind that, these people who know Zeke for 18 days, Andrea being from Wisconsin, Sarah being from Virginia, Ozzy being from Mexico, all of these people stood up for Zeke. And that is what I hope everyone can do at some point in their lives. Standing up for somebody who has it harder than you because they were born that way. And it's a struggle every day for people who are LGBTQ. I mean, I was walking across the street today and somebody rolled down their window and shouted fag at me just because it's what they feel. And it's wrong and it's hateful and it's malicious, as Sarah said. But at the end of the day, we as people, and I'm so glad that I have you guys, because like you pointed out, you have compassion. You understand what it's like not to be privileged. And I'm not talking about white privilege. I'm just talking about it's easier for other people to go through life who aren't LGBTQ. And then you add on other elements to that as well, and it just gets deeper and deeper and deeper. But there are so many levels to this, you guys, and I just hope that everybody in the chat, everybody watching this, can reach out to a friend, and because you never know what somebody is going through. Because it takes an extreme amount of energy and strength every single day to live your truth.
I think for me, what I thought was really, really interesting that I think a lot of people don't get the opportunity, and I think this came at such an interesting time in just our history and where we are as a country, but Sarah said because she didn't know, she was able to truly get to know Zeke for who she is. I mean, for who he is. And I think the interesting part is that there are a lot of minorities in this country that don't get that opportunity. But if you were just to look past of whatever the label is that you put on them, you would see someone that you could really love, see someone who you see yourself in, and you don't allow that label to dissuade you from who they are as a person. And I wish that we could all have the opportunity to almost walk in a situation with blinders on, to just allow your true character to just shine through. And so I was really, 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 really happy that Zeke got this opportunity. He said something that really, really hit me today when he said he used to explain. That's he used to be very open and tell people, but it led to them labeling him. It led to people asking a lot of questions that you wouldn't just walk up and ask anybody else. So why would you ask me that? And he was just able to just live and be. And now he no longer has that ability to do so because all of America knows. And I know that some people may say, like, hey, you're on national television. You no longer get an opportunity to have privacy, but that's not what going on national TV affords you. It also doesn't afford you of people to be narrow-minded and to be mean as a child for years who could not advocate for themselves. I became an attorney to advocate for others and to advocate for those that can't advocate for themselves. And I refuse to ever be in a situation where you guys are going to talk down on other people. So if that's what we're going to do in the live chat, we won't have it up. We won't chat in it. Like, let it be a safe place and let us enjoy Survivor. And if there's nothing else that we can learn from tonight, let us all be inclusive.
Very well said. And just to point out to the live chat, guys, talking about the LGBT community and the struggles that they live every day is not taking away from anybody else's struggles. Yes, everybody has a story. Yes, everybody has a struggle. We are talking about and just shedding light on one example that was in the show.
The show that we are hosts of is Survivor.
Yes.
Which is why we are talking about the LGBTQ struggles.
Yes.
Okay.
Because Paige is white. She has her struggles. I am Latino. I have my struggles. Dominique is black. I'm not sure if you noticed, but we are the UN right here.
We live united.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Sure.
That's perfect, right?
Didn't even do this on purpose today, you guys. How could you? It's my volunteer shirt for the United Way.
How could you have? Let's get out of this funk, you guys.
Yeah, we'll get out of this funk.
There were a lot of really interesting points. But what I will say is, I'm really, really proud of Survivor in how they edited this episode. Mm. I like that they allotted the time to truly showcase what happened, because I do think for a show that is so widely watched by Middle America, who may not have the opportunity to see so many people, I'm really, really glad that this was shown tonight.
Yes.
But there were a lot of other things that happened in tonight's episode. So we're going to switch gears and go back to the top of the episode, you guys.
Thank you guys for
indulging us in our hour of need.
But we're talking pizza. We're talking.
Debbie on Exile Island. I don't even know what to call Debbie. Speaking of which, didn't
I call that last episode when I was like, you guys, she's not going to go back?
Y'all know I don't like Debbie.
I like Debbie.
Timothy was saying, do you guys think that Debbie's going to go back and say that she lived a life or that she went through it? And we're like, that she went through it.
Yeah.
So we thought, you know, right when we get back to Nuku in the beginning, Debbie comes up and she says, you guys, I had no flint, you know? It was terrible. I'm like, they would not give you the flint. I mean, they probably would, but still.
It's exile, Paige.
You're by yourself. And she goes, you know what, though? That's why I'm playing this game. Totally played them all. And we were like, don't go too far, Debbie. Like, don't go too far.
But then when you start getting to specifics, when you start being very detailed about a lie, that's when you wrap yourself up in it. So I'm a little worried about that.
That's true. With reward, we had a pretty cool reward today. They were getting pizzas, 10 pizzas, soft drinks. And also the Survivor logo was on the box, which I thought was a nice little touch. Basically, they had to unspool these ropes, release a key, unlock balls, land targets, you know, the whole deal. Ozzy was killing it, as always.
Of course.
I understand. Okay, as we were saying before, I like Ozzy a lot. I, like, want him to win because I think he's, a good player, and he's played so many times. Like, I just feel bad. I want him to win.
We can't feel bad for everyone, Paige. Paige, you feel bad for everyone. Every episode.
Every time something happens, I'm like, but I feel bad for this person. I mean, he's played so many times, you guys. And, where was I going with that?
Yeah, but well, okay.
So Paige and I
were united in the beginning of this episode.
And now we're like,
So she had said while we were watching the episode that she would want Ozzy to win. I disagree with her because I tend to go for the underdogs. And yes, Ozzy could be seen as an underdog because he's never won and he's played so many times, but he is a very strong, athletic, strategic player. So I don't consider him an underdog. Mm-hmm. I usually root for the underdogs, and that's the only reason why I don't want Ozzy to win.
Because you think he's not an underdog?
No,
yeah,
I
he's
don't.
Not an. I don't think he's an underdog because he is very strong. And an underdog would be someone that you obviously never saw coming to win.
Yeah,
who do we think is an underdog?
No, we don't think
Ozzy.
Oh, I was like,
underdog. No, and that's why I don't want him to win.
Because he wants underdog to win.
I want an underdog to win. That's usually how I am. Like Cochran. Cochran was an underdog. I like that.
I want an underdog who shows me something that they deserve to win. Like, you just can't be a lazy bum and win. Like, I need to see you do something. Have a strategic gameplay, you know, blindside somebody, make yourself useful.
Align yourself with people, something.
Well, who was saying that too? I think it was Zeke was saying that he didn't want to lose Ozzy because Ozzy's kind of a shield for him because then he won't be seen as like one of the stronger players.
Which is brilliant.
It's brilliant. But also he was saying, what was the other comment? I'm like zoning out right now, you guys. I'm like,
we got you back. Zeke, where are you trying to go?
I mean,
with this?
Zeke also promised Varner top three.
No,
is that where you were going? No. Okay.
It was about Ozzy.
Oh,
you guys, I'm like totally in a funk right now.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
We're gonna go back. Let's restructure you. We got your back. That's why there's three of us.
All right. I'll find this later.
Look at your pretty notes.
Okay.
You know that's why I don't take them because I don't have time to be searching through nothing.
Oh, anyway, I know. I mean, it was either Varner or Zeke said that they wanted Ozzy out before the merge because they knew that he was going to win all the individual immunities. And, oh, it was Varner. And he was saying,
yes,
I would like to win an individual immunity sometime. Like, we all as people under Ozzy will never, we'll just be waiting there hoping that he loses. And he wants to play a game with everybody else, you know? Like,
yes,
that, I mean, it makes sense. That was kind of how Joe was a couple of seasons ago. Well, Joe won all the challenges. It's not life. But, I mean, it makes sense from the standpoint of not wanting Ozzy to win because he is one of the best players. And then when you do get into the merge and you get into individual immunities, that person keeps winning, keeps winning, keeps winning.
That survivor.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I just want to point out that Ty was the one that kind of brought up this whole, like, he's worried about Ozzy because he will win all the individual immunity challenges. Mm-hmm. And I just want to point out, during his season in Cook Islands, he literally won 5 out of 6 immunities. And he's tied with Colby from Australia, Tom with Palau, Terry Panau.
Ozzy?
Ozzy, yeah, is tied with 5 out of 6 immunity wins with Colby, Tom, Terry, Mike, and Colby and Terry, the only ones who won it consecutively, which I think is pretty impressive on its own. But Ozzy is a force to be reckoned with, and they have a right to be scared of him, but I mean, as we saw from the preview, too little too late.
Yeah, too little too late. We're at the merge. I'm always surprised when we get to the merge because there's so many people that I did not think were going to make it. Mm-hmm.
I'm just being honest. I didn't grow.
No, I know what you're going to say.
I didn't think you...
Like who?
Andrea, Haley. You know what
you're talking about? Y'all know I barely remember their names.
I know. That's
they are taking up good air.
Every episode, she's like, that blonde girl.
Right. Because you guys know that I'm just like, they in the background. They are Kelly and Michelle.
Kelly and Michelle to Beyonce, girl. Oh. Come on, Paige.
I was thinking Michelle from Survivor. Sorry, I'm thinking Survivor here.
I just need
here.
You to keep with it. I'm just saying that. But then these are the same people that I don't remember their names, and they'll do something, hopefully, that... And rides
I mean,
to
it is called Game Changers, but I do want to point out that Haley and Andrea are the people that, you know, Ozzy and you know, Ty would want to take to the final because these are the people that you want to shed on light that they didn't really do anything. They just flew under the radar because flying under the radar is the worst thing you could do in Survivor.
You said who wants to take who to the final three?
I'm just saying. No. Oh, okay, I was just making an example.
Okay. Yeah. I see. No, you're right because then you get to the final three and it's like, what'd you do?
Right.
Were you going to say something? Or are you just sighing because it's so stressful?
There's just, my brain is trying to, like, have too many conversations at lunch, which is just making me sigh.
There was a couple more conversations tonight.
Oh, my God. James.
James?
James. 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 James has Haley to win this game.
No.
James. You have James. Dominique flipping coasters, okay? James. We don't have time
win,
for this.
To win Survivor? Is there... Are we talking about a different game here? Dude, watch. Haley's going to win, and then you're going to be like, damn.
Hey, I don't really point it. At this point, it's too early to tell who's going to win.
Michelle won.
Right. So it's too early to tell who.
And you know, I stopped watching. Like, I was like, I don't even want to see who they vote for. I was so upset that she even made it that far.
Oh, my God.
I always say that I'm usually always, I'm very upfront, guys. I'm usually always wrong at who ends up getting to the final three because it's usually people that I'm like, what the what?
Yeah.
What just happened?
Oh my God.
It's just like, you wasn't playing a lick of game
until
the last 9 days. Where you come from? But it's okay. Some people live life under the radar.
That's true.
Not,
and then,
yes, not my mojo.
You can win that way. You'll never know. We did have a couple other conversations tonight that I thought were kind of interesting. One particularly with Brad Culpepper. With Brad Culpepper, his wife Monica, who was in the final three on Blood versus Water.
Yes.
And he was basically, they didn't win, Mana didn't win the pizza, and they came back very wrecked
they
emotionally.
They all cried.
They were very upset. And
but you know what? Can I just say really quick that I thought I was the only person who has ever cried
over pizza
for not getting pizza. And I just, in that moment, I just
You're
felt like,
I relate.
I get it. And then I thought about the fact that I have 2 slices left in the fridge.
Oh, hell yeah.
We're not waiting for dinner.
It's an emotional day here at Survivor on AfterBuzz TV, you guys.
I just pray that nobody eats it.
I just pray.
I pray for them if they do eat it.
I know, because Dom's about to go straight. Seriously. Savage.
Seriously. But I'm glad that you brought up this conversation with Brad, which kind of originated from Sierra when she was like revealing her soul about, you know, how tough Survivor is. And we all do. I kind of forget that Survivor is so tough because it is TV and you think, oh, they must water it down while they're there.
Yeah.
Go
for it.
But she was like, I can't sleep. I haven't eaten. I've lost so much weight. Survivor is a grueling game for you. So I'm glad that Mana, even though they lost, were able to come together as a tribe and kind of relate over this bonding experience.
Yeah. I thought it was really interesting that a lot of them kind of shared, you know, a lot of people don't know what you go through except for other people who have played Survivor. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, I don't think, really understand how hard it can be to be in a situation where you're completely removed from your entire family.
And the
world. You're with all these random people.
Right. And they don't understand the amount of hours that you actually shoot. Mm-hmm. On top of the fact that you, like, aren't, you know, sleeping or you aren't eating. And it's one of the reasons why you see a lot of people who do shows like this, they end up having those lifelong friendships with these individuals, even if you hated them while you were taping, because there's just a certain part that no one else will understand. Like, I joke all the time, for a lot of you guys that know, I did another Mark Burnett show last year, Coupled, and when I first got home, I cried uncontrollably
not
a crier. Yeah.
What?
And I cried for so long because my emotions were just so, like, roller coaster. On top of the fact that I had, like, just, like, been pretty much, like, in I always like to say, like, a fish tank. Mm. Like, for so long, you had, like, you know, there's, like, an entire team watching your every single move. Like, questioning you about things that you may not have meant to say, and it gets taken super, super wrong. And so it's like, I loved how they just kind of had like a real moment and allowed people to kind of see, like, it can be crazy. And I really, really liked how even Brad, for that he's done Survivor before, but has never didn't go as far as his wife. Yeah. So his wife had a totally, like, although they were both on the same exact show, went through, you know, really grueling situations, she did it for longer. Yeah. And so she gets home and she's a totally different person. Yeah. And so I like that he was really vulnerable and he allowed, y'all know I'm not a Brad fan, but it allowed me to kind of see him in a different light that made me say, wow, maybe if he stays on this trajectory, I may or may not like him next week.
Well, it just shows too that people
Survivor can be, 1 week at a time.
People can be completely different people than they are outside Survivor. Obviously, like, we saw a side of Brad tonight that we haven't seen, and it's interesting that, you know, you can be one person on Survivor and be a completely different person in the real world.
You know who is exactly the same? Michaela.
Okay, you guys. I said this to you guys. You guys know that I love Michaela. But tonight, when she was flipping up that sand,
and they were all emotional.
I wanted to pop her like my niece. Like,
if you don't start crying right now,
What I'm noticing is that, here's what my thought is so far on Michaela. I feel like when she played previously on Gen X versus the millennials, she was too
open.
She, not even open, but she was very angry, which a lot of times is how some people show their emotions. And so I think because she's trying really, really hard not to let the anger side of Michaela out, that she's just very withdrawn instead. And so if we notice lately, when we do see some sparks of Michaela, it's usually her saying something to offend somebody, or she's just not talking.
Yeah.
And so I'm noticing that maybe she doesn't know how to have a middle ground, and she's still young.
Yeah.
And so I'm just kind of like, I need, maybe she need to get a mentor or something.
It's
she
true.
Need to,
you know,
learn that social aspect of Survivor.
We do either see her kind of like mouthing off, not in like I'm trying to be a rude way, but just kind of a jokey, like, this is my personality way. Like, she kind of just mouths off a little bit, or she kind of sits silently. Like, she just doesn't open up like the rest of the
group. You know what? I do want to say one thing. Sheena, thank you for always keeping me on my toes. I completely forgot this because we touched on this on, I think, our last episode last season, that Zeke and Michaela were only home for 3 weeks before turning around to do this season. And so I can't even imagine, like, how just, like,
they didn't even really have a chance to assess their game and decide what they could do to change it.
Not even assess the game, but like recalibrate. Yeah. 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Wow, that's tough.
And I was gonna say that. Like, we sit there and say she's either angry or withdrawn, but I'm like, but this is what Survivor does to people. Yeah. You know what I mean?
True. True.
Yeah, and Aubrey, I mean, she even goes up to Culpepper and says, like, thank you so much for doing this because this is how I felt. And Aubrey says, I went home after my season and people were saying, why are you different? Why are you different? And she couldn't explain why she was different. And it's grueling.
They say Michaela needs Cochran. He would be a great mentor, you guys. Oh,
that would be great.
I feel like Saray would be a better mentor for Michaela. Just because Saray has that, or Saray, I might be saying her name wrong, has that, like, background anger issues that I'll get up in your face kind of issues. Okay. But now she's a lot more toned down.
I didn't see Saray's season.
I just feel like she would be a better mentor for Michaela. I think they would connect a little bit better. Okay. If we're picking mentors.
If we're picking mentors.
If we're picking, that's
so
my opinion.
Who would you pay for Michaela's mentor? All right, moving on to immunity. Very interesting immunity night with a really hard puzzle at the end. Basically, they had a swim to the raft. There were little stations. They released the buoys, and they went to finish this puzzle. For Nuku, Ozzy, Zeke, Sarah, and Ty jumped in the water. For Mana, Aubrey, Haley, Culpepper,
and
Troy,
that was Joseph, not Sheena. I'm sorry, guys. These things be going so fast.
Yeah. And Ozzy, again, we see, is just, like, killing it.
Dominating.
He releases these buoys in no time.
He's
a
fish.
Yeah, he's a fish. He goes down in one breath, releases them up. Culpepper's struggling a little bit more. But in the end, I mean, Culpepper's team, Mana, pulls it off, right?
Yeah. And this is what I wanted
to... I get confused by the teams. Mana.
Yes. And this is what I wanted to bring
Blue
up.
Blue and orange, girl.
Because when they had won the pizza and they were so devastated, I was going to ask you guys if you would think about... Because they had 10 boxes of pizza.
Oh, that they were going to be slow?
No, but would you think about, like, maybe giving the other team a box of pizza? And then I thought, I was like, well, no, because I don't want them to... I don't want to give them strength for the next challenge, because then that would, you know, up their
chances. And it might be better to only have one box of pizza instead of 10.
Right.
Then you wouldn't get so fat.
Right. But then at the same time, they still lost, even though they had the reward.
So there you go.
So it's like...
So maybe, like, having those pizzas did slow them down or made their bodies kind of funky. Who knows? But, well, I mean, Nuku was winning that entire challenge, though.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't know.
And I told you guys, I was like, it's all going to be up to the puzzle, because that puzzle was hard.
Well, yeah, we were like, okay, no matter who's in the lead, it doesn't matter, because this puzzle is long.
Yes.
We didn't even know what the word said when they first showed it. We were like, is this the name of the island? And then we were like, still, when they finally spelled it, I'm like, this can't be right.
Joseph said food deprivation makes you dumb. And I'm very honest, you guys. I can't spell my way out of...
But they're the ones that won.
A robbery.
But they're the ones...
I would just be like...
But they're the ones that won that didn't have the food.
Sierra didn't eat for 3 days, and she did the puzzle.
And she did the puzzle. So basically, like, Haley was saying, oh, I'm seeing it. But Andrea was really the one that was onto it at first.
Yes.
And then poor Andrea, she didn't...
They didn't catch on.
Didn't come out on
fast
top.
Enough.
Yeah. But anyways, the word was metamorphosis.
Metamorphosis.
Yes. Very hard.
We can't even say it.
And it was a pretty good immunity challenge overall. And, like, that word, I think the episode should have been called Metamorphosis.
Well, that's what Zeke pointed out in the end.
Zeke pointed out, and Sarah pointed it out.
I think for a lot of them, they needed, like, the definition at the bottom of the screen, because a lot of people, I think, were like...
What is this?
Yeah, I was like, what did you
say? Exactly.
I don't know.
Like a butterfly, you guys.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, it was a good one. I mean, going out after immunity, we go back and it's basically the whole situation with Varner again. I don't know if we really need to get back into this.
Well, I kind of do, because I just want to say this. When Varner took Ozzy back to get water or whatever, and then everybody was like, you guys, who should we vote? Are we voting Varner, or are we voting... And then Sarah brought up Ozzy. I feel like if... Varner didn't do what he did at Tribal.
For sure.
It could have went in a different way. And we have to touch on this really quick. Because we were sitting there watching it, and Paige turned to us and goes, who do you think is going home? And I was like, I think Zeke might be going home.
And I said I said Ozzy.
You said Ozzy. And I think, what did you say, Dom?
You might have said Varner.
What?
Who'd you think was going home
before, after immunity?
Ozzy.
Yeah, because we were like, they could turn this. Because Varner was like...
Well, and I have to say that... although tonight had to go the way it did after how Varner kind of just dug his ditch, I do feel like it was a missed opportunity to get Ozzy out, because now that we go into individual immunity, I don't know when's the next opportunity to get Ozzy out. Let's think about this for a second. Even in just tonight's challenge alone, mm-hmm. you had swimming. He kills it. You have like the eye coordination with the hitting of the ball, and now the target, and he's really great at that. So I haven't seen him do a puzzle, so I'm like, maybe that's his weak spot, and that's how people will dive in there and grab him. But you better hope that boy don't get an idol, because I think he's going to be sitting in the final three.
Well, Ozzy has the merge. I mean, it's the merge now. He should be friends with Ty. Yeah, that was their chance.
I mean, I think that's, if you don't know what you're doing at this point in the merge, be friends with Ty.
Didn't Varner?
He may save your life.
Didn't Varner go?
Because that's what I would do. Seriously? Let me be Michaela, and yeah. I'm going to be like, Ty.
And he'd be like, I play my idol.
Are you cold?
Did you like my Thai accent?
Yes. You guys, wait. Didn't Varner go home right before the merge last time? He didn't make the merge, did he?
No, he went home.
He has never made the merge in three tries.
No.
No, he only played twice.
Yeah. But he went home.
Oh, wait.
I think this was his third time playing.
Varner? No, second. Right? Let us know in the live chat. I'm pretty sure it's second.
You guys, how many times has Varner played Survivor? Wasn't this his third, or was it his second?
I'm gonna
Let's
second.
Be right. I want to be right.
Sorry. Right. There's just a lot of seasons of Survivor. So, what was that?
10 minutes.
Great,
oh, we
thanks.
Got so much time, guys.
So, with the Varner thing, you're saying the vote could have potentially gone differently.
I honestly think it would have. Yeah, I honestly think that Varner would have portrayed Zeke in like this, because he was on it.
He was
like
on it.
This secret alliance between Zeke and Ozzy, and we have to get one of them out. And I think that they would have won. I think Sarah was on board with that. And I think Debbie looked like,
hey, you got this.
Debbie, was they when they went to Debbie first right after the immunity challenge?
I was right.
What?
Three? Oh, Australian Outback.
Thank you.
I always forget about Australian Outback.
Did you really?
Yeah, I forgot that he was okay, it was Australian Outback, then it was Millennials versus Gen X. Second Chance.
Yes.
And then it was.
And now it's
You're
us.
Right.
You're right.
I just, you Thank guys, you whoever just every blue moon, I just really like to be right.
Yeah, you got it, girl. How did I forget about Outback? I don't know.
But just going back to Debbie really quick. Yeah. She said Varner, as soon as they finished the immunity challenge, and this is coming from somebody who just got off of Exile Island, so mm-hmm. she literally picked, and this was smart, she literally picked the one person that she knew who was on the outs, because she knew that Varner and Sandra were together.
Right, right, right.
So when she said Varner, it was a strategic move. And then when Sarah said Ozzy, Debbie was like, oh, I can go with that too. Mm-hmm. Like, I liked how they played that mm-hmm. out. Mm-hmm. But I feel like you said, Varner dug his ditch.
Well, basically, Zeke and Varner are having this conversation beforehand, and Zeke is very honest with him. Varner says, what do you think my chances are tonight? And he said, I think it's about 50-50, because, as we saw, Sarah's gut said Ozzy. She says this, my gut says Ozzy, Debbie said Varner, so it was really up in the air. And
for her to say 50-50, that's good chances for somebody. Well, you thought it was 100.
Yeah, like you're on the right track.
Right.
And Varner says something to Zeke, like, well, why don't we try to get Ozzy? And Zeke kind of shut him down right away, because Zeke wanted to keep Ozzy around. So I wonder what Zeke's, like, it was tearing him up thinking about voting for Varner. But, I mean, do you think that he would have gone Varner
honestly,
either way?
I think he would have went Varner for sure, just because he felt like it made more sense for his game long term mm-hmm. to keep Ozzy over, what's the man's name? Varner. And so I think this is interesting, because it's now... I think what's really interesting about the merge is because I feel like you can really start to see like who the little pockets are going to be.
Yeah.
Mm. For the simple fact that they've already had, they've had two swaps on top of some of them having played in their original seasons mm-hmm. together. Mm-hmm. So there's just so many like potential connections.
Kageon 3.
Yeah.
Kaorong 3. Debbie Ty and Aubrey.
Aubrey.
So.
Yeah, and
also that, just to point out with that whole thing,
Ozzy and Sheree played together.
But I also want to point out they
Zeke and Michaela played together.
Yeah, and they kind of touched on Brad today too, because Brad had that connection with Troyzon and Sierra. Right. But then he also had that connection with Aubrey and Sheree now.
That's right.
So I'm like, you're right. When they get into this merge, there's going to be a whole bunch of people.
There's going to be a lot going on.
Yeah.
So Varner and Zeke, when they were having this conversation, Zeke says to him, it's about 50-50. The girls are going to make you feel like you are safe.
Yeah, and I don't feel like Zeke was saying that from a malicious point.
Either.
I feel like he was just trying to say, know that know that you're their only option.
And the thing is the girls were really pissed about this. Maybe it was the way that Varner presented it to them. Like, oh, he said this. Oh,
he definitely did. And he said that. He said, I'm going to use this to my advantage.
Right.
But, which was smart.
But I don't think that Zeke was doing it in a way like, oh, I'm going to try to, like, make it seem like the girls are against him. He was just, you have to bend the truth just a little bit sometimes just to, you know, he didn't want Varner to feel like he was on the outs. You know, he was just trying to make him feel a little more comfortable. Hey, the girls are going to maybe make it seem like it. I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
And this is another reason why I thought Zeke was going to go.
That, you guys. Debbie and Aubrey hate each other. Thank you so, so, so much for reminding us about that.
But that was that was when they played in their season. I feel like they've grown since then.
I know, when a girl is petty, a girl is petty.
But I don't know.
Did they hate each other, though? Like, I know that they kind of got in a tiff, they didn't love each other.
But Debbie gets in a tiff with everybody. Yeah.
But let's be honest, though. Like, how long is it going to take for old Debbie to return?
You like Debbie, you don't like Ozzy?
I like Debbie. I just don't. I don't like Ozzy. I just don't want him to win.
The good thing about Zeke, I think, is part of his strategy. And we see this by a lot of people. But
they're saying Debbie holds grudges. So that's something to think about as far as her relationship with Aubrey.
Okay. But Zeke.
And you know she's still going, I'm sorry. Girl. You keep trying to say something. But you also know that Debbie's still gunning after Brad.
How? When did she?
Debbie hates
she
Brad.
Is pissed at.
She was pissed at Brad. But what are the last two episodes that she said that she was going to go after
nothing.
Brad?
Nothing. She just holds grudges, and that's like. I mean, I don't know.
You guys, as soon as she came,
do we really know that even? Like,
yes.
I'm so out of it today, you guys. Thanks so much for bearing with me. I'm just moving real slow.
You know, Paige, she's a therapist. Maybe you can go see Debbie because you know she's a therapist in some way.
Mary, yeah. you took the words right out of my mouth. Mary said, "You guys, the live chat is live tonight." Debbie said. Now that Aubrey's really going to be with Brad for sure after that their little love fest in the water, that's going to piss Debbie off even more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Am I the only person that wants to see a Debbie meltdown?
Hell yeah.
Debbie already has
that's
too
my
many
favorite
meltdowns.
Part, right?
That is the only thing I like to see with Debbie. I'm like, girl.
I like Debbie.
Oh, my God. Are they not giving you your pills? That's what I think when I see her.
The quick
you
point
know she's on medicine.
That I was going to say.
You know it.
All right, I can't even speak.
We're having a moment about Debbie's pills.
You know, but you know them producers are sliding her them bills.
This was Survivor.
And sometimes she may not get them.
Oh my God. The point, quick point that I was going to make about Zeke that I've been trying to get out is that he is good at playing both sides. That's all I was going to say.
It was not as important as
he's good at playing both sides.
Debbie's pills.
It's true.
Debbie's pills are way more important.
But just to Paige's point, yes, Zeke is playing both sides, but that's what makes a good Survivor player.
I agree.
To play both sides
all the
time.
But the thing is the girls were like so pissed about it, whatever. And then so you thought that that's why Zeke was going to go home.
I thought that that's why he was going to go home because Sarah and Andrea
I didn't think he had any chance of going home tonight. I thought it was between Varner and Ozzy.
I don't know. I think.
But here's my question too.
Who had the chance to go?
Zeke.
No.
But here's my question too: is when we are at Tribal.
I'm sorry because.
Dumb.
I'm sorry because the girl said that she was like, I feel like Zeke would be with us for sure for at least 2 to 3 votes when we get to the merge. So I don't. I feel like she threw Zeke out there, but she pulled him back in real quick.
But they said that about Ozzy too. They said, "Well, Ozzy will be with us for 2 to 3 votes before the
right."
Merge.
And that's why it was kind of like, "Well, we should vote out Varner." That's what that whole conversation was. I just wanted to bring you back to remembrance.
Thanks, girl. Thanks, I appreciate it. Talking about Varner at Tribal, basically right away, he says, "I know I'm going home tonight," and this is a theme that we've seen in a lot of episodes. This season and recently in the past couple years. And it's not something that used to happen as much in Survivor. Like, never.
Because nobody wants to admit
that. They don't want to say anything out loud and, you know, whatever. And, I mean, even last week with Sandra, she said, Jeff, it's my time, you know. And I'm just wondering, like, you guys, would you approach Tribal that way? I mean, Debbie said, this makes me a little bit... Like, when people come in saying, I know I'm going home, this is it. It makes her a little uneasy because it's like, is this really it? I mean, so basically that's a strategy for them to do that. But I just feel like... Why?
I don't know. And this is why I like Debbie, because she does point out the things that I'm thinking. Because literally, that is a strategy. I felt like when Varner went in there and was like, I'm going home, I was like, I feel like you're playing the Sandra card from last episode.
Oh, he was. Because
like,
he had no card to play.
But so last week, we saw a little snippet at the beginning of this episode. So Ty and Ozzy, like, that was... Like, obviously, completely planned. Remember last week we were
going
a little bit like...
When they got back.
We were like, did Ozzy know, though? And, like, he totally did.
Yeah.
Which I thought was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. They can't show us everything, you guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great acting.
But, I mean, like we said, I don't know. It's kind of a weird strategy, but I guess it does make the other players feel uneasy when you go in with that type of confidence that I'm going home.
But you can't keep doing this.
No. We're done. Yeah, come on.
Don't try me anymore.
But, yeah, I don't know. Like, Varner says, you know, they're not six strong and this and that. And he made a great pitch at the beginning, and he almost had them, and then all hell broke loose.
Yes.
And, I mean, that's it. I don't...
You don't have anything else to add, Paige?
Well, I can't really go back into this whole thing. Yeah, I don't think that we should.
Oh, Jesus. I think we addressed it in the beginning of the episode, what we needed to address.
Yeah.
Just Libby Knight.
I do want to kind of maybe skip over it. Not skip over because we already addressed it. But the merge. Are you guys excited?
The merge.
I cannot wait.
I love individual immunities.
This is when the claws come out. I can really get to see.
I love the colors of individual immunities. Is that bad?
Yeah, what?
I love the colors of the individual immunities. I'm always like, I want to be pink.
Yeah, right? They're so cute.
I don't. Shut up, Dom. That's just where I go.
And he's like, I love that's the pink. Right. And Dom's like, I want to see those claws come out. Like, girl. Oh my
Whoever's
God.
On the pink stool, that's who I'm voting for.
That's who I'm voting for.
I like to see the fight.
Me too.
No, I do love individual immunities. It's going to be great. I don't know if I can really make a prediction based on this because we haven't even gotten to the merge yet. And it's going to be a great episode next week. And then maybe we can start getting into who we think will be in our final three.
Yes.
Whose team was Varner on in fantasy football? Fantasy Survivor.
I
don't have any of that anymore. But, I mean, if you had a prediction, do you have anything that you would say?
I would say this is Game Changers, and I feel like this merge isn't going to be like a traditional merge, you guys. I think this is going to be completely different.
I mean, if there's anything that we...
hell.
You had Varner?
Who had Varner?
Flippity flip.
You had Varner? Who had Varner?
I did. I think he got picked last.
Yeah, probably.
Man, I'm devastated.
Yeah.
I mean.
But if we've seen anything from this season, it is that it's Game Changers. Dom's throwing coasters right now. She's so pissed.
Dom's been throwing coasters.
It has been a Game Changer. Tonight was a Game Changer in many aspects.
Yes.
Can I just say that I freaking love... I love our live chat. I would not stay up past my bedtime if you guys weren't so dope. So thank you guys. You guys are so, so, so amazing. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you guys tune in next week. I won't be here, but I will be all through Twitter.
Yes.
And do you want to introduce yourself as we say our goodbyes to our wonderful audience?
Dominique. You can find me on social media at DominiquePESQ. Again, that's DominiquePESQ.
What's up, guys? I'm Timothy Michael. Thank you so much for tuning in. We had a great time talking about all of this. I am Timothy Michael. You can reach me on all social media platforms at I am Timothy Mike. And to our fearless leader.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm Paige Bonanno. You guys can follow me on all social media at Paige Bonanno. I just want to say thanks so much for joining us tonight, for tuning in on the live chat. Make sure to give us a like, subscribe. Let us know how we're doing in the comments. We appreciate you guys so much, and we hope to see you next week. Thanks so much.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.